Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for the Winona State men's basketball team, Todd Eisner. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. A tough weekend again, going against Moorhead and St. Cloud. You finished 0-2 in the weekend and dropped all the way to 7th place in the conference seedings, if you will, for the upcoming conference tournament. We'll get into that, but to start with this past weekend, Coach, what is it about St. Cloud and Moorhead that has given you so many fritz in the two games that you've played either of these two teams that netted an 0-4 record?
Yeah, just a tough matchup for us. I mean, we, Moorhead's got great length, 7-1 at center, and then 2, 3, and 4 are, all 6'5 to 6'7. And we've struggled to score against them, and I thought we were certainly much better against them the first 20 minutes and really throughout the game. On the defensive end of the floor on Friday night, but just really struggled to score. And, we went the weekend where we shot, I think, 40% one night, 38% or something like that the other night. Going on the road, it's going to be hard to win if you can't be more efficient offensively. So I was pleased enough with the way we fought defensively on Friday, but just couldn't score against their size and their length. And they're very good. I think they're the best team in the league. Now that Beninga's back, and they're on a hot streak, so they've won 7 or 8 in a row and playing as well as anybody, certainly in our league, and you could argue maybe as well as anybody in the country right now.
Over this weekend, we sort of saw something that has come up with your squad throughout the year. It's that slow start. Now, oftentimes you make up for it with big second halves, but we saw over the weekend here that slow start proved to be detriment. What have you sort of thought about? What have you noticed when it comes to that slow start, and what are you working to get rid of that slow start and get rolling as you can in the second half right away in the game?
Well, I mean, I guess this weekend I'm not really sure that's relevant. I mean, we led most of the first half on Friday, and they scored a basket at the buzzer to go up 2. And then Saturday, I mean, we didn't score the first media timeout, but it was 4-0. So it wasn't like we were, getting blown out in the first 5 minutes of the game. And at the second media timeout, I believe it was tied. So it is what it is. I'm not overanalyzing it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we're supposed to be 1 point better than the other team. And you try to figure out how to do that over 40 minutes and again, we've won 19 games to date doing it that way. And so, I don't like getting down, but, this past weekend wasn't an example of wasn't an example either night of being down big in the first half.
So looking ahead to the conference tournament here, is there any message that you gave your team after this weekend? It's a little bit of a mentality blow when you have a chance at winning the regular season crown and you go 0-2 and you drop all the way to 7th. Is there any message that you had for your squad as you embark on this conference tournament coming up that starts Wednesday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's real simple. You either win to play another day or you're done. So this time of the year is real simple. So you either play good enough to win on Wednesday or your season's over. And that was the disappointment. I mean, obviously we had an opportunity along with a couple other teams to be in a position to, win a conference championship. We knew going into it, we and Mankato had the toughest challenge by being on the road against two other really good teams. And so neither of us necessarily got that done. But the other piece to it was, going into the weekend, I felt like if we could get a split, that we'd at least be in a position yet to potentially get an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. And I think that opportunity is now gone also. So that was probably as big a disappointment as anything, is we needed to figure out a way to at least get one of them. And we didn't do that, mostly by playing pretty poorly on Saturday, other than about the last 7 minutes of the game.
Mm. I don't know if this is too of a fan perspective or an outside reporter perspective, but when you look at this upcoming NSIC tournament and you have Wayne State on Wednesday night, obviously you want to go for that opening round bye. It's much easier to just get the free bid into the Pentagon, but isn't there part of you where it's like it doesn't necessarily matter if you have a top 8 seed versus a top 4 seed, because this is a stacked conference and you're going to have to play the best teams one way or the other? So are you taking too much credibility or stock, I guess a better word, into the fact that you are a 7 seed?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, with just some of the guys that are banked up for us, I mean, the less we play, probably the better for us. Anytime we get JR off his feet, Luke's certainly taken a beating this year. Connor Drew's, you know, tailbone and lower back is not doing great after his fall against Minot in the second half. So, you know, I guess in a, from a health perspective, I wouldn't have minded not having to go at it on Wednesday. The flip to that, and I guess where we're seated would be a, considered a positive, is if we're fortunate to make it to Sioux Falls, we do get to play the first day, and that would give us a day off if we were fortunate to win the quarterfinal game. And again, I'm getting way ahead of myself, but last year, one of the things that we struggled with was, based on where we were seated, we played the second day and turned right around and played again the next day, where Duluth had played the first day and had a day off while we played. And so they were, in my mind, a little fresher than we were. So that where we're seated, if we're fortunate to make it to Sioux Falls, would give us a chance, you know, again, if we play well enough on day two of the tournament, we get a day off, and our team would definitely need that just because of our lack of depth.
And that's understandable. And they got Wayne State on Wednesday night. And then if they were to win that game, as you mentioned, Coach, it would be Southwest Minnesota State at the Pentagon. Now, to talk about Wayne State a little bit, and we're speaking with head coach for Warrior Men's Basketball, Todd Eisner. This was a game where Wayne State was really hot to start the year, and you went into Wayne. You faced a tough opponent. It was a great game, overtime loss. What are you taking from that game the first time you played them into Wednesday night when you play host to Wayne State?
Well, the concern is, size-wise, it's a good matchup for us. You know, I mean, that's always a concern for us because we're not terribly big. The concern is they've always prided themselves with Coach Kaminsky to be very physical, to be very tough. And we have not handled that great. That's one of the things we've struggled with St. Cloud both games, is St. Cloud's very physical. They're very tough. They try to get under your skin, and not in a negative way. I'm very complimentary of the way they play, both programs. But they're going to be somebody that, you know, is going to try to frustrate you from a physicality standpoint, and we have not handled that very well this year. We get offended when people try to crawl up into our body a little bit. And so, you know, we started out really well at Wayne, let them back in the game. I think they led by 8 at the half. They led by 12 with like 12 minutes to go. Then we rallied and cut it to, I think it was 2 or 3, and then left kind of their best shooter open at the end of the game. That kind of sealed it for us. But, you know, I mean, they try to grind out possessions. They're gonna make it a shorter game in terms of taking 20 seconds, 25 seconds off the clock to score in most situations. Got a very good post player in Cody McCullough, and then Matt Noel, a freshman who could play the 4 or the 5 for him at 32 the other night at Minot. So, you know, again, they're going to press some, and maybe because we haven't handled the press very well at times this year, maybe they press more. But I know they're going to come in and fight us, and they're going to play with a lot of toughness, and we're going to have to do a good job of making sure that that's not a reason why the game goes in their favor on Wednesday.
Obviously, this season isn't done yet, Coach. Ideally, you got plenty of games left to play still. But when you look back at the regular season so far and in the position you've put yourselves in to have some success here in the postseason, you know, are you surprised with the record at the end of the season? Are you pleased with what your team has accomplished so far through the regular season in this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go into a season knowing exactly what's going to happen. I mean, we had to replace 4 starters, and you know, and so when you deal with the portal in this era, I know plenty of schools that go into the portal and don't get great production out of the people they bring in, and we've been very fortunate. You know, we brought in, obviously, JR and Isaiah from Fort Lewis, and they've been great additions. We brought in Luke from the University of Wisconsin. He's been a great addition, and so, I mean, we, you know, overall, we're pleased. We've certainly given some games away that, when you look back on it, you wish you could do over. But I think in any year, there's going to be 2 or 3 games that you probably regret. And then there's 2 or 3 games that you're like, whoa, I didn't think we could win that game. And then the other 20 games, you hope to do your job. And I think that probably kind of sums up our season is, it was a couple surprise wins and there were a couple of disappointing losses. And, at the end of the day, with 1 week to go in the season, we were, tied for first place and competing for a conference championship. And we've got to get to that point at some point, but that's where we were at with 1 week to go. And now we hope to, at the end of the day, our goal is to practice on Thursday. And mm-hmm. We got to figure out a way Wednesday to get that done.
Wednesday night, the Warrior men take on Wayne State at McCown. Tip set for 6 o'clock. That's head coach for the Warrior men, Todd Eisner. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck on Wednesday night, and hopefully we're talking about the conference tournament over the weekend.
All right, Jake. I appreciate it. Thanks.